I am Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This entry is called All Things Rotten and Tempting Get Their Comeuppance. I have a thought or two to share. First, try your best not to roll your eyes. Sometimes incredulity can be helpful to the soul. To issue my idea, I must not name names or label causes. Therefore, I will simply call these blips or glitches in the kindly firmament. Let's go with blips. Blip 1 wants me to follow Blip 1's rotten path, lockstepping and blindly trusting. I tend to advance to the rear of all lemming searches like this. Blip 2 leads the charge toward our better selves, but is found momentarily asleep at the wheel. The fact that I, too, am human enough to catnap does not connect with my criticisms of Blip 2, who is otherwise a well-meaning and trustworthy soul. Blip 3 worships power and all things that make power possible. I have no interest in money and power and find Blip's activity puzzling. Poor but happy is my preference. Blip 4 rants and rattles so convincingly that hordes follow and obey and parrot all Blip 4 utterances. Why do I listen to everything entertainingly snarky that Blip 4 has to say, even though I claim not to believe it? Am I slowing down just to view roadkill? Guilty as charged, I suppose. I waste my time in taking Blip 5's rages. Something in me loves the spicy feeling it gives me for a few minutes. Ye gods, does that make me complicit? In my calmer moments, my stretches of maturity, I resist the urge to take off about anybody, unless the subject matter is sweet and helpful and uplifting. Why do I sometimes falter in my quest for good behavior and kindly interaction? Well, it requires effort. In order to display my better nature, I have to work at it. Laziness just gets in the way. Down with lazy. Whenever I am on the tried and true, straight and narrow path, I resist the urge to rant. I resist even if I feel justified. Indeed, the times I feel justified are the times that an alarm goes off. Feeling good about being bad is the worst of all feelings. So, on the best of days, I find myself pulling back from the temptations of gossipy critiques and self-righteousness. If bad feels good, then I'd rather feel bad while doing good. If none of this makes any sense, just go forth and find something steamier to read or listen to. You have choices. If I decide to blend all the blips of the world into a harmless stew, I predict that I will just pull back, reimagine behavior, and simply follow basic instincts. The instincts that instruct me to drop the negative, latch on to the positive, and leave a trail of tasty and trustworthy crumbs for all who are lost to follow. Like I say, it ain't easy, but it does make me feel better about myself now and then. The challenge? Now I've got to repeat this entire process tomorrow and the next day and the next, for I must remind myself that I am human, despite all wishes that make me want to be superior to that. Let's see, how do I start tomorrow with sunshine thoughts and angerless deeds? First, I awaken, if at all possible.